This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The number of new COVID-19 cases declined last week for the first time in over 3 months, but deaths continued to climb. World Health Organization data showed Wednesday. In total, nearly 4 million cases of the new coronavirus were registered worldwide during the week ending Sunday, and almost 60,000 people died from the disease during the same period, the WHO said. Europe remains the hardest hit region. Last week, it accounted for 46% of the new global cases and 49% of the deaths, the UN Health Agency's weekly epidemiological update showed. Pfizer says that now it has enough data on its coronavirus vaccine to formally ask federal regulators for emergency use approval. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The drug maker says more results from its ongoing study suggest the vaccine is 95% effective and protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. The surprise announcement comes just a week after Pfizer first estimated the shots are 90% effective. It says of 170 infections in the study, only 8 were in volunteers who got the actual vaccine, the rest in those who received a dummy shot. Moderna said this week its own experimental vaccine appears to be about 95% effective. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The medical director of NHS England said Wednesday there's pressure on England's National Health Service and that the number of COVID-19 patients in hospitals has to come down before the winter. Stephen Poe has said at a news conference, quote, "It's really important as we go into this winter that these numbers come down and we get into the real heart of winter with much more lower numbers of COVID patients in hospitals," end quote. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The first at-home rapid coronavirus test gets approved, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The first rapid coronavirus test that can be performed and developed entirely at home has won approval from federal regulators. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency authorization to the 30-minute test kit from Lucira Health. The Lucira test allows users to swab themselves to collect a nasal sample. The sample is then swirled in a vial that plugs into a portable device that interprets the results and displays whether the user tested positive or negative for COVID-19. The test will require a prescription. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Australia and Japan have agreed on a historic defense pact, allowing both countries to strengthen military ties in the face of rising tensions with China. This is Japan's first agreement covering the presence of foreign military forces on its soil since a deal in 1960 that permitted the United States to base troops, aircraft, and warships in Japan. The pact allows Japanese and Australian personnel to visit each other's countries to carry out training and joint operations. Former Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn will not be restored as a Labour Member of Parliament after he undermined efforts to tackle anti-Semitism, Britain's current Labour leader Keir Starmer said Wednesday. Corbyn was readmitted to the Labour Party Tuesday after being suspended following comments seen to be downplaying a report critical of Labour's handling of anti-Semitism complaints under his leadership. However, Starmer refused to readmit him to the Parliamentary Labour Party, meaning he would not officially represent Labour in Parliament and would continue to be classed as an independent MP. A 65-year-old man was arrested Wednesday over the 1974 pub bombings in the English city of Birmingham, which claimed 21 lives in one of the country's worst terror attacks. Police said counterterrorism officers and colleagues from the Police Service of Northern Ireland detained the man at his home in Belfast. The Federal Aviation Administration is expected to clear Boeing's 737 MAX to fly again after ground the jet following a pair of crashes that killed 346 people. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The move would come after several congressional hearings on the crashes that led to criticism of the FAA for lax oversight and Boeing for rushing to implement a new software system and putting profits ahead of safety. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon has said he will lift the grounding order only after safety experts are satisfied the 737 MAX meets certification standards. American is the only U.S. airline so far to put the MAX back on its schedule, starting December 29th. I'm Mike Hempen.
Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.